Blackstone Audiobooks presents For Such a Time by Elise Larson. Chapter 1. December 1943, Lyon, France. As Giselle Meunier led her daughters across the city street, she positioned herself between Jacqueline and the two Nazi soldiers they would soon pass on the corner. Although Jacquie was only 8, Giselle worried about her attracting attention and hated that worrying was necessary. More and more, everything she and Claude did with the girls was overshadowed with fear for them. The vibrant city of her own happy childhood had grown dismal under the occupation. No one washed the streets or planted flowers or applied fresh paint to shutters and doors. Streets of Lyon that once had sung with the voices of shoppers and vendors now lay mute. One walked or bicycled and only went out for necessities. The few sputtering civilian automobiles reminded Giselle of mice dodging through the yard of a hungry cat. Many families had sent their children to live with relatives in the country. Soon Jacquie and Angie would have to go. Normally Giselle never took the girls along when she acted as a courier for the French resistance, but today she had found no one to care for them, and the message was too urgent to delay. Having them with her this time had made the delivery easy. Now information for tonight's change.